Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. Vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedeľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Palouka, a dneska je nedeľa 26. novembra 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday, right here over the internet waves of Russian FM, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, and archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Palouka, and today is Sunday, November 26th, 2023. We start off today's broadcast by announcing the sad and sudden passing of CRS member, as well as benefactor of this radio program, Irving Lieberman. Affectionately known as Irv, he was the husband of Lois Lieberman, who is a CRS lifelong, as well as founding member of the Carpatho Russian Society. Irv suddenly passed away on Monday, November 6th. Irv was modest and unassuming, and one would never guess, including myself, because I didn't know this until I just read this, that Dr. Irv Lieberman was a researcher at the Northrop Grumman Science and Technology Center right outside of Pittsburgh, where he performed important research and development on lasers and optical systems. Irv was born in the Bronx in 1937. His parents were Jewish immigrants from Poland, David Shore, a skilled operator in the garment industry, and Pauline Shapshievich Shore, a homemaker and talented seamstress. They spoke Yiddish in their home. His father David died of an acute infection in 1938, in the days before penicillin became readily available. His mother Pauline remarried, and Irv and his older sister Helen were adopted by their stepfather, Abram Lieberman. When Irv was 3 years old, much to his mother's chagrin, he took apart a Big Ben alarm clock. Much to her surprise, he put it back together again. Whenever he received a new toy, he had to take it apart to see how it worked, even before he played with it, demonstrating his curiosity and engineering skills that would lead to his rewarding career. Irv earned his bachelor's degree in electrical engineering from the College of the City of New York. He then attended Northwestern University, where he earned both his master's and PhD degrees in electrical engineering. These were the days when corporations visited campuses across the country to recruit top talent. Westinghouse came calling, and in 1963, Irv began his career, which would span 35 years, in the company's R&D center in Pittsburgh. Irv married Lois Hrebar in 1970. They lived in Pittsburgh except for a 6-year stint in New Mexico in 1974, when Irv was on loan from Westinghouse to Los Alamos National Laboratory. There he lent his expertise to the lab's hydrogen fusion research. Over the years of his successful career, Irv worked with many Department of Defense agencies, including the Army, the Navy, Air Force, Defense Applied Research Agency, and the Central Intelligence Agency. He generated 8 patents, published more than 50 articles on laser technology, was responsible for managing 25 scientists and technicians, and held both top secret and atomic government clearances. After retiring in 1998, Irv became a volunteer at the Parkinson Foundation of Western Pennsylvania. He was elected treasurer in early 2000 and helped build a strong and healthy organization so that it can continue serving the needs of the community in the coming years. Irv is survived by his wife, Lois Lieberman, of 53 years, his sister, Helen Gritz, his sister-in-law, Rose Hrabar, his nephews, David Gritz, Philip Hrabar, Brian Hrabar, and Jeffrey Hrabar. His niece, Linda Gritz, many grandnieces and grandnephews, one great-grandniece and one great-grandnephew. Irv's funeral took place Saturday, November 11th, at Monongahela Cemetery of North Braddock. May Irv's memory rest in peace. Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat. And for the repose of the soul of Irv Lieberman, we have Vichnaya Pamyat. even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpathar Russin Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us right here on Russin FM. We're beginning our fourth year at Russin FM in December and our 21st year of broadcasting beginning in January. We will also be broadcasting three special Christmas programs, the first on Sunday, December 24th, the second on Sunday, December 31st, and the last one on Sunday, January 7th. If you would like to sponsor one of these broadcasts in full or in part, or would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com, or you can contribute by going to our webpage, c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Russin Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russin Heritage Radio Program. And this is the way that Leslie Bednarchuk donated to this radio broadcast. Leslie is a longtime supporter of this radio broadcast. I've known her for probably going on 20, 30 years now. Her daughters, Larissa and Alexandra, were in the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. And last year, Sokira, our band, played for Larissa's wedding reception. We would like to wish Larissa and Tommy a very happy anniversary, which was on November 19th. I was texting with Leslie last week, and she sent me the request for Tommy and Larissa's wedding anniversary, and also sent a picture of when Leslie was taking off the veil and putting on Larissa's babushka. And you should see the look on Larissa's face. But in either case, it was a wonderful time we had last year at your wedding, Larissa and Tommy. And on behalf of Silkira, we would like to wish you a happy anniversary. We have a couple of numbers for you that we played at your wedding reception. Unfortunately, these weren't recorded from your wedding reception, but we played these in other jobs that we had over the last year. First, we have parts of Urusnak Charadash number 15 with Rahi Ochantka. And then one of the requests that you had for Kolo's Arechenitsa. So Larissa and Tommy, happy anniversary. Na mnohaya I blahaya lita. And Leslie, thank you for your continued support of the Carpathar Russin Society Heritage Program.
the land, your father's and mine. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. That's a good organization, very family-oriented.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of the rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. On today's Historic Focus, we will tell you about the Obshestvo Sviatoho Ioana Krestitelja, the Society of St. John the Baptist. This educational and civic society for Rusyns in the Prešov region was established in 1862. The St. John the Baptist Society came into being as a result of political changes in the Austrian Empire, including the failure of neo-absolutist policies implemented following the defeat of the Habsburgs in Italy. In the new political atmosphere, the Rusyn patriotic intelligentsia anticipated and hoped for freer possibilities for their cultural and national development. The idea to create a Rusyn organization originally came from Alexander Pavlovich. It was then picked up by Alexander Duchnovich, who was able to attract the support of the Greek Catholic Bishop of Prešov, Iosif Gaginets. The society's charter was drawn up in Budapest by the Rusyn activists Adolf Dobryansky and Antoni Rubii. Rubii was at the time secretary to the representative of the King of Hungary. Dobryansky and Rubii were elected respectively chairman and vice chairman of this new organization. Based in Prešov, the goal of St. John the Baptist Society was to educate Rusyn youth for the future welfare of the national movement and revival. The society had about 400 members. These included leading national activists and patriotic teachers and priests in the Prešov region, as well as several Rusyn villages, which joined as collective members. Also among the members were a number of local Slovak national activists and well-known civic and intellectual leaders in the Russian Empire, who provided financial aid and who systematically sent Russian books and journals to the library set up in Prešov by Alexander Duchnovich. In 1864, the society established a student dormitory, the Alumnium, in Prešov, and organized several student societies, and in 1867, it decided to create the Alexander Duchnovich Fund to assist talented but poor Rusyn students. The society also provided loans to impoverished Rusyn villages. For a while, it even provided an organizational basis for Adolf Dobryansky's political work and his candidacy for deputy to the Hungarian parliament. The popularity of the St. John the Baptist Society encouraged Rusyn leaders in Uzhhorod to establish the St. Basil the Great Society in 1866. After the deaths of Alexander Duchnovich in 1865, and in particular of its chief benefactor, Bishop Gaginets, in 1875, the activity of the St. John the Baptist Society was restricted during the episcopates of Bishops Nikolai Tolt, Jan Valli, and Stefan Novak, all of whom supported Budapest's policy of Magyarization and national assimilation of Russians. During this period, society lost its judicial independence, and in 1911, the eparchial chancery in Prešov even tried to abolish the organization. This proposal was rejected, however. The St. John the Baptist Society survived the collapse of Austria-Hungary and even experienced a revival of its activity as a result of support provided after 1927 by the new bishop of Prešov, Pavel Gojdič. With the communist coup d'etat in February 1948, they soon abolished the St. John the Baptist Society.
Ідеме ми зорен, закривайте сови, ей, сови, я ворови, обруси квітови.
Машина черпоче, а дівчатко плаче. меня Гирюша, а сам не знам кому, зокави меня Гирюша, а сам не знам кому. Як ми ся любили, сколько верно цвіни, як ми перестали, зелено зім'яли, як ми перестали.
St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, located 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, is holding its annual Christmas craft and bake sale Saturday, December 2nd from noon until 4 p.m. and on Sunday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. in the upstairs social room. Many of the craft items that will be available for sale were made by St. John's Ethnic Craft Club. Also available will be the parish cookbook, Carpathian Cookery, now in its 21st printing, selling over 20,000 copies. There will also be an assortment of delicious baked goods, which include long rolls such as nut, poppy seed, apricot, and pineapple cottage cheese. There will be small kolache, which are pastries filled with nut, poppy seed, and apricot. There will be breads, molded candy, and much more. There is no admission, and parking is free. For more information on St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church's annual Christmas craft and bake sale, Saturday, December 2nd, and Sunday, December 3rd, please call the church office at area code 724-438-1382. 724-438-1382. And on the other side of the state, taking place on Saturday, December 2nd, the Carpatha Russian Society, in collaboration with Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church in Philadelphia, presents Meet the Author with Professor Paul Robert Magochi. This will take place at Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church, 24th and Wolf Streets in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, beginning at 2 p.m. Professor Nick Kupensky of the United States Air Force Academy and Professor Emeritus Patricia Kravchik of the Evergreen State College, with audience participation, will discuss with Professor Magochi the newest, fully revised fifth edition of his book, Our People, Carpatha Russians and Their Descendants in North America. Professor Magochi will be signing copies of the book, which will be available for purchase. So that is Meet the Author with Professor Paul Robert Magochi, Saturday, December 2nd, Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church, 24th and Wolf Streets in Pennsylvania, where in Pennsylvania? Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, beginning at 2 p.m. For more information, please contact John Kopcha at area code 610-306-1927. 610-306-1927, or you can email John at this address, johnkopcha@comcast.net. John, K-O-P-C-H-A, @comcast.net. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time here on Russin FM for another broadcast. If you'd like to listen to our broadcast any time of the day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to every broadcast from 2004 to today. Also, don't forget to go to our parent site, the Carpatha Russian Society, at c-rs.org, where you can do your Christmas shopping by shopping our online and offline catalog, joining the society, and much more. c-rs.org. And don't forget to listen to Russian FM any time of the day or night. Just go on your computer to your favorite browser and type in russin.fm and the little arrow in the top right corner, which is for play. You can also listen to us on your smart device or your tablet by going to your provider's app store and downloading Russin FM. Russin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, krasny tydzień. Z Bohom.
Holos Rusinil Amerika.